part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Nasty Bitters, The Simplest, and Eating at the Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love Is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Nasty Bitters is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network's drafts. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm on a little bit low-key today. I'm not too hyped right now, but I'm definitely low-key. And I want to start for Harvey. Harvey, how you doing, buddy?
Hello, everyone. It's me. It's Harvey, host of Men Are the Prize and Love Is Black podcast. Another week, some more drafts. I'm trying to win again. I don't think it's going to happen. But, yeah, I'm going to have fun trying, you know. I want to be as cool as Casey or Amanda one day. So we'll see what happens.
Good luck, sir.
Yeah, I know. The struggle is very real. Very real.
Amanda.
Hello, I am Amanda, host of The Simplest, co-host of An Evening at the Movies and Crime Rewind. And yeah, I'm here. Let's do this.
Okay. And Casey.
I am Casey. I am a host of An Evening at the Movies along with Amanda. And also a part of Season to Season with Dre and CJ and hopefully soon Cam, and hopefully soon back on track with Season to Season. But also I am one of the founding duos of the Old Fogies for Life group with my good friend Ravondre. I am ready to do some Weird Al. I'm ready to do some movie soundtracks. I am ready for podcast shenanigans. Let's do this shit.
Kendra.
Hello, I'm Kendra, host of Crushgasm, scared of the gang activity going on with the old people. don't like
check yourself violence. Before you wreck yourself.
But yeah, ready to drop some Weird Al and other stuff.
Before his mama says knock you out.
Oh, wow.
We're part of the mild ones.
All right. And back for his I think it's his third time. Scoop,
how you doing, buddy? Hey, everybody. It's so great to be back here. It is me, DJ Scoop from Undiscovered Entrepreneur. And I am just, I've been so much fun. I just couldn't stay away. I have to do it again and again and again and again and again and again. It's just fantastic.
All right.
We're like a bad addiction.
At least have to be here for your own topic.
Yeah,
that's well, yeah, I got to be here for that too. You know,
yeah, definitely.
So the first draft we're doing Weird Al songs. Scoob won one of the drafts, and he did this draft he picked. So we are going to draft the best Weird Al songs. Here are the orders: Harvey's first, then Scoob, then Casey, myself, Amanda, Kendra, and then like always. Second round is Nick style, so Kendra's first, Amanda, myself, Casey, Scoob, and Harvey. There'll be five rounds and a bench. With that being said, Harvey, let's talk Weird Al.
Okay. I will say that this is going to be the first time I think I'm doing a subject where I am very, I don't know much about this. I listened to more Weird Al today than I ever have in my entire life.
Nice.
And I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow, but probably not as much Weird Al. With that said, let's start with Fat. That is my pick.
All right.
Okay. Scoop.
It's so nice to know that Harvey, I can open your eyes up to a whole new genre of music that you didn't want to listen to. Because that's what I do. So my number one pick, Weird Al won many awards for this one. And he won awards for that Fat Pit album, too. Basically, he got an award for the album and the fat suit that he wore in that. But I'm going with my number one pick, Eat It
Damn it. I grew up with those.
Casey.
So, normally, generally, Weird Al is known for his amazing parodies. I'm actually going to go not a parody for my number one pick. I'm going to go with his original song, You Don't Love Me Anymore.
Okay.
I can't believe that this fell for me. Okay,
it is so mad.
I'm going Amish Paradise. I'm going Amish Paradise.
A local boy.
By the way, you're welcome, Dre.
you could have picked it.
You should have picked it.
Yeah. I was being nice and letting it fall to you.
But you know I wanted it.
Somebody's got Freddy's vote.
All right, Amanda.
Fine. I think for my first pick, gonna go with White and Nerdy.
Oh yeah.
That's a good one.
One of my favorites, because I am.
And Kendra.
I'm going to go Like a Surgeon.
No!
Oh, yes. Good like one. A surgeon, cutting for the very first time.
All right, so round one. You got Fat, Eat It. You Don't Love Me Anymore, Amish Paradise, White and Nerdy, and Like a Surgeon. Kendra, you're next.
Just because I love the show, I don't know the song, but I Lost on Jeopardy.
Yes. I Lost on Jeopardy. I love
Alex Trebek, so.
Oh, yes.
All right. Amanda.
All right. I am going to go with Gump. Because Lump is one of my favorite songs from the 90s.
He's Gump. He's Gump. He's Gump. Gump. He's all right.
It's on me. And I'm going to go Skipper Dan here.
Oh. Nice.
There you go. All right. Casey.
I think I need a little parody in my list at this point. So we're going to parody the great city of Aberdeen, Washington, and go with Smells Like Nirvana.
Yeah,
because
we're mumbling and we're screaming and we don't know what we're saying. That's awesome. I love it.
All right, Scoop.
This song, I think I completely live my life for. So this is going to be my number two song, Dare to Be Stupid.
Nice. Oh, where'd it go?
Damn it.
Hey, Harvey.
For my number two pick, let us go with My Bologna.
No! Yes! Damn it! That was my next
very first
pick.
Song. Yep.
My Bologna.
All right, so round two. I lost that.
My Bologna.
number round two. I lost in Jeopardy, Gump, Skipper Dan, Smell Like Nirvana, Dare to Be Stupid, My Bologna. All right. Harvey's on you.
Word crimes.
No! Harvey!
Word crimes?
What you was did? It?
Word
war
crimes.
Crime?
No,
word crimes.
Word crimes.
Oh. Word crimes. Yeah,
blurred lines is the parody.
Whoa.
Right. Scoop.
All right, I'd like to get a little obscure when it comes to my Weird Al Yankovic. So this pick is going to be Pancreas.
I don't know that one.
That's right. You're going to hear a lot of oddball ones from me.
Okay.
All right. Casey.
Oh, tough. I'm going to go with Bohemian Polka.
Damn it.
Oh, I love his polkas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Polkas are the best. And
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go. It's on me, and I'm going to go with eBay.
Oh,
what I found on eBay.
eBay. Yeah. I do know that one.
Kendra, you should at least know that one.
It's a PSP.
All right.
Okay.
Amanda.
I'm going to go old school, and I'm going to go with, I think I'm a clone now.
No. Oh, yeah. Another Madonna song. Yes.
Tiffany.
Tiffany song.
Damn you.
I think get it right.
I know.
Well, even her version was a cover, though. Remember, it's not.
Yeah,
a
I know
song.
That. I know. I like the original better.
And Kendra.
I'm going to go with Girls Just Want to Have Lunch.
Yay! I love that song.
Kendra.
All right. So, round three, word crimes. Pinkeries, Bohemian Polka, eBay. I think I'm a clone now, and girls just want to have lunch. Kendra, it's on you.
Living with a hernia.
Nice.
Living with a
hernia.
Yeah.
Damn it. Sorry.
Donna, you were throwing stuff. Wasn't that? Oh.
I think that really my room much... shifted. Stuff's rolling off my desk that wasn't before.
So, Amish Paradise was already taken in the first round. Just let you know. All right, Amanda.
Okay, well, since Kendra took my lunch one, because that was going to be my next one, I'm going to go with a different food one, and I'm going to go with Addicted to Spuds.
Oh, yeah.
That is the story of my life.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to Spuds.
True story.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go poke a face.
Nice. Good one.
All right, Casey.
Well, shit. Let's go ahead and get the other original Weird Al breakup song off the list, and we'll go one more minute.
I don't think I know his originals.
Oh, yeah. Well, he does have a couple. He does have a couple.
There's a few in there, but you'll get it when I get the playlist published out tonight.
Scoop.
I like this song because that's also part of my life because I like doing it. Plus, the video was amazing. Tacky.
Nice. Because I'm tacky.
Yes.
All right. Harvey.
All right. And for my fourth pick, let's go with Pretty Fly for a Rabbi. Oh,
nice. How you doing, Bernie? Oy vey, oh boy.
I was hoping that would make it to my bench. Oh, well.
All right, so round four, Living with a Hernia, Addicted to Spuds, Poker Face, One More Minute, Tacky, and Pretty Fly for a Rabbi. All right, damn Harvey, it. Round five.
Let's go with I Want a New Duck.
Oh, yeah.
I love Huey it. Lewis in the News. I can't go wrong with that. So.
I want a new duck. One of the more try bites. Love it.
All right. Scoop.
Guys, this is starting to get a little. I got to think about this a little bit here.
Write it down.
Because I was trying to do this off the top of my head because I love this stuff so much. I'm going to go with... what was the name of that one song? Now I can't remember. My brain just stopped. Oh, my God, no! Go ahead and have a cup of coffee.
Sing it for us.
Don't, or not.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack.
Isn't that the Yoda saga?
Is that the saga begins? Is that what that is?
The saga begins. That's it. Yeah.
That would be the.
Casey.
Damn it. I was saving Star Wars for my fucking bench. So I guess if I'm going to go that way, I'm going to have to go Yoda. Yoda. Yoda.
All right. I'm going to go perform this way.
Damn it.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Amanda.
I'm gonna go with Another One Rides the Bus.
Oh, it's like a number one hit.
My turn. My baby's in love with Eddie Vedder because that just sounds funny. Like, why would you
write that? I don't know that one.
All right. So round five. I want a new duck. Soccer begins. Yoda, perform this way. Another One Rocks the Bus. And my baby's in love with Eddie Vedder. All right.
I don't know why, but
okay. All right, Kendra, your very, very last pick.
Oh no. I'll go with Jerry Springer.
Damn it.
Same album.
Amanda.
I should have known. Hey.
This is hard because, man, okay. I'm going to go with Party in the CIA.
Party in the CIA.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go The Night Santa Went Crazy.
The Night. I love it. I almost
picked that one too.
I like his other one too. Christmas at Ground Zero. Look at that one up. Yeah.
Might be taking people's ideas, bro.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Casey.
Stuck in your head now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to go with Bedrock Anthem.
Oh, nice. Yes. Yabba dabba do now. Yabba dabba, yabba dabba dabba. Don't know what it means, but I say it anyhow.
Oh, man.
All right, Scoop.
So this one, I'm going to go because it's probably the best story I've ever heard in my entire life. It's amazing. It's called Albuquerque.
Oh, damn it.
Yes.
That's what you real- get, Harvey.
I was just about to take Albuquerque. That's good. Wow. Okay.
All right.
Good pick. All right.
And then, Harvey, you get the very last pick.
If I can't get Albuquerque, then let's go with It's All About the Pentiums.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
It's all about the Pentiums.
I actually thought, Harvey, that you would.
Baby.
I actually thought Harvey was going to take the white stuff.
Well, in the middle of an Oreo.
All right. Here's our rosters. Harvey, Fat, My Bologna, Word Crumbs, Pretty Fly for a Rabbi, I Want a New Duck, and all About the... All about that shit. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm a little down right now. Sorry. Scoop, Eat It, Dare to Be Stupid, Pancreas, Tacky, Soccer Begins, and Albuquerque. Casey, you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore. Smell Like Nirvana, Bohemian Polka, One More Minute, Yoda, and Bedrock Anthem. Myself, Amish Paradise, Skipper Dan, eBay, Polka Face, Perform This Way, and Night Santa Went Crazy. Amanda, White and Nerdy, Gump, I Think I'm a Clone Now, Addicted to Spuds, Another One Ride the Bus, and Party in the CIA. And Kendra, Like a Surgeon, I lost on Jeopardy, Girl Just Want to Have Lunch, Living With a Hernia, which I've done for 3 years, so that shit hurts.
Yeah.
My Baby Loves Eddie Vedder and Jerry Springer.
Very nice.
Okay. Wow.
Dre, all right. Try to pick that because I like making you say weird stuff.
Yeah. All right. So please, if you're listening or you're watching live, please vote when we have the rosters out. And I want to thank Amanda for doing the rosters. She does a very, very good job every week for them. So thank you very much. But before we go into our next draft, we got to talk about what we drafted 2 weeks ago because last week was our 20th episode. So for Stephen King movies, third was Harvey, Second was Casey, and I won Stephen King movies. And and movies, don't get mad. Don't be hating. And by a landslide, by God's truth. Casey was third. Well, sorry, movies that made you cry or made you cry, aka tearjerkers. Casey was third, Amanda was second, and by a landslide, Kendra wins.
Yeah.
So, go Kendra, it's birthday.
So, so next week next draft we are doing teen TV shows, and it got to be surrounded by teens. Like we got it got to be
about teens. About teenagers.
About teenagers. DeAndre's top 100 songs from Spotify. Yes, because it's all about me.
So, I like that one. I liked looking at your playlist. It was fun.
Yeah. So that's the case of that. Spotify do the top 100 every year, and we're just going to pick the best songs of my top 100. That's it. The Soulless Trench Coat.
What's up?
What up?
All right,
buddy.
For Freddie, we will have a playlist tomorrow for you to listen to. If you're going to be listening to Weird Al, Casey will put the playlist out there.
Okay.
I'll send you the link after.
I'll be putting it together while I'm watching the hockey game here shortly after this is done. So.
Oh my goodness! I'll send you the link. How are we doing?
Okay. Now we're going to do 21st century soundtracks. And the order goes as follows. I'm first, Scoob is second, Casey's third, Amanda's fourth, Harvey is fifth, and Kendra is last.
Well, that is weird.
So this trench coat is an awesome band name. It is. All right. So we're going to start off with me, and this is like a no brainer first round pick. It's definitely Guardians of the Galaxy. So, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1.
I didn't even write it down.
All right, and Scoop.
All right. He's calling in the reinforcements there.
Nice.
Nice. If you could just put that to the screen for me, I'd appreciate it. I just got hot cocoa, so you know.
All right, Scoob's on you.
All right, so a clink. Okay, so I actually am a huge Pixar fan. So yep. I'm actually going with one of my favorite Pixar movies, Up.
Mm.
Very good.
Right. Thank you, Lane. Appreciate you.
All right, Casey.
I'm going to go with a pick. Either way, I'm going to go. I think I might be pissing off the next person. So it's a matter of level of how pissed off she's going to get when I pick this. So do I go with a sequel or do I go with the one I'm going to go with, Almost Famous?
Okay.
Shock.
Betrayal. Shenanigans.
I really can't believe you did that to me. I'm not going to lie. My feelings are hurt right now. Like, I can't believe you just did that to me.
Oh, my God.
You don't even like that movie. All right.
Didn't say it wasn't a great soundtrack.
Fuck off.
Wow.
Ooh, get a tissue and get over it.
Because I didn't have the illegal...
I'm just going to step out.
All right, I'm going to go with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That was supposed to be.
I left you another good one.
Shut up. I don't care.
That was going to help you win.
I don't care.
I know. That's why I'm picking it.
All right. Hey, old Amanda. All right, Harvey, who's with you?
Oh, it is on me. Let's go with 8 Mile.
Right.
Rat bastard.
You don't get to talk anymore.
My favorite movie soundtrack of all time, produced by Babyface. It is Josie and the Pussycats.
I thought about that, but I'm like, I won't get that. So I didn't bother.
Very nice.
All right. So round one, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, almost famous. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, 8 Mile, and Josie and the Pussycats. Kendra's on you.
I have to go with the Disney classic, the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Very nice.
Hey now.
Nice.
You guys don't even know that fire. Check it out.
Kendra, how I've missed these.
I thought we were doing songs, so I just was like, we'll pick the soundtrack that goes with it.
All right, Harvey.
Oh my god, it's still early. A lot of my picks are still here. All right, I was gonna say keeping it black, but the first one wasn't even black. It kind of was.
It's black representation.
Yeah. Let's just say it's hard out here for Harv. We'll go with Hustle and Flow.
Damn it. Okay.
You know what's going on here for a pin.
You know that, but not Hey Now, Hey Now.
Yes. Hard Out Here for a Pimp won an Oscar. Okay.
Yes, it did.
I'm sure the Lizzie McGuire soundtrack won a Nickelodeon blimp.
Oh, that definitely that topped it for sure.
Yeah, that's all we need to hear. Kendra's our winner.
All right, Amanda's on you.
Okay. I am going to take The Greatest Showman.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, you gave me an idea that I don't have on my list. Now I kind of got to take it.
I told you yesterday, musicals or whatever.
I know. But I didn't put that because, okay. So I had to pick for Cam, but I know Nani's going to take it.
I mean, yeah, it counts, right?
Nani's going to take it. So I'm going to wait.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Harvandre's madder than I am. He just peaced out.
Great showman, Harvey
said be back, but I'm going to go Rent here. Actually,
it's not your turn yet.
It's okay.
I'm gonna go with.
I mean, okay.
You just go with Rent. Just right
now, can't you? You should go Rent. You should. Please go Rent. Please.
No, he's gonna take another one of my favorite soundtracks. I'm sure.
Please go Rent. Go Rent, Casey.
Okay. I'll go with Rent.
Okay. Aw, nice. Freddie, stop giving people ideas. Some of us may already have that written down.
I'm okay. I'm okay with going Rent. At least it has to be on here, so I'm okay with going Rent. All right. Scoobs on you.
I need a quick clarification. On 21st century, how far back does that actually go? Because my math.
2000.
So that's not going to work. Okay. So this one I really liked. The Dark Knight. Dark Knight nice. Soundtrack.
I had that too.
That's actually really, really good.
That is a great score.
Yeah. I was going to go the original Batman, but it didn't quite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going, this is for Cam, and I do love the soundtrack as well, though. So I'm okay with that. I'm going Django Unchained.
Nice.
Yeah.
I need 100,000 black coffins. Oh, that shit's amazing. All right. So round two is Liz McGuire movie, Hustle and Flow, The Greatest Showman, Rent, Dark Knight, and Django Unchained. All right. It's on me. And I'm going to go nerdy here. Matter of fact, you know what? I ain't going to go nerdy here. Not the one I'm going to pick, But I'm going to go Juno.
Damn it!
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
I'm actually surprised you didn't take that already.
It's not better than Guardians of the Galaxy or Django Unchained, but I love Juno. But I love Juno. Sure. So I'm going to go Juno. All right, Scoobers on you.
All right, so I'm going to go nerd a different direction. I'm going to go to the soundtrack to Black Panther.
Nice. Oh, damn it. Good girl. You're taking all my squeamers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Casey.
Well, see, what we got here is Scoob's trying to get himself a spot back on another episode when he wins this one and gets to pick another damn.
Oh, I've been found out.
Now bracket. So, I actually was going to go with a different musical for my last pick, because I hadn't thought about musicals until Amanda reminded me of that yesterday. And I thought, oh shit, she's going to screw me since I stole Almost Famous from her and she hasn't taken it yet. But then I realized Dre recommended Rent and Amanda doesn't get to pick again before I get a second pick. So I will be going with the Tim Burton musical classic, Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Yay.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to pick. Okay. I'm not as mad.
That is a fantastic
soundtrack. Should have known me better than that. You should have thought that I was going to pick that before I would have taken Rent.
All right. Amanda.
Okay. Okay, I'm not going to do that yet. I am going to pick Hot Tub Time Machine. I need an 80s soundtrack in here.
All right, Harvey.
Let's go with. Oh, Freddie is debating. I like it. That's good. Means is good.
Disney McGuire still in the mix.
Lord.
Let's see. Let's go with.
Oh no!
Oh,
that was the best time to glitch out. Let's go with.
Circle back to Dre.
Oh, there he is.
There you go. Love and Basketball is what I picked.
There you go. Okay.
Nice. Really, really good one though. Actually.
That was cool.
Really, I was about to say it and it cut off. That's awesome. That's nice. Okay.
All right, Kendra. Oh, also, Kendra, before you go, you do, and I forgot to say that, but Kendra won the 200 episode bracket. Her show won. Cool. So she gets a veto. I've got to say that in the beginning.
Yeah, I told you I'd forget.
You do get a veto. I mean, I said it late, aww, but yeah, you do get a veto. So we go, but it's on you.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Zoolander.
Nice.
Dang it! For some reason, I thought that was a '90s movie. Good choice.
Oh, no. No, sadly, it has a sad history. It came out in September 2001.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Not to bring the party down.
Yeah, but yeah.
My next pick will bring the party up. I don't know what it is though.
Hold on. So round three: Juno, Black Panther, Sweeney Todd, Hot Tub Time Machine, Love and Basketball, and Zoolander. All right, Kendra's on you.
Okay, it's the Jason Biggs movie Loser. It's got the teenage exo.
I like that movie.
Freddie, what did Elf ever do to you? He's always hated that movie.
I know, like, oh, thank you.
So Freddie and I don't see eye to eye a lot of things, but we do agree with that. Elf is a horrible fucking movie.
Like, shut up!
Wow. Chill with that.
It's chill, a horrible movie. However, though, Harvey's on you.
Yeah, I gotta say these quick, otherwise I'm just gonna cut out. let's go with High Fidelity.
You son of an onion.
I was debating between that one and Hot Tub Time Machine. I was like, I can't have two junkies.
Don't cry.
All right, Amanda.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Walk the Line.
Oh, thought I was gonna be saved that for the bench.
All right, Casey. Casey, you there? Uh-oh. Casey, you're muted.
No, he's not muted.
I can't hear.
We can't hear you.
Casey's audio.
Casey can't hear you.
Thank you, soulless trench coats. Elf is amazing.
Because he's because of that person's watching live, come back, whether it's him or her, I'm going to say thank you for watching, but I'm going to keep my comments to myself. Come on, keep watching. So,
apparently, I need to be a watcher and not a member, and then he would care about my feelings too.
Wow.
I care about your feelings. I don't care about all right, Casey.
Is he still muted?
Casey,
yeah, he's still having audio issues there.
So,
write it on your hand.
So, Brandy said, hold up a sign. Or just write in the chat. I'll say it for you. But we can't hear you. Oh, brother, where art thou? I heard that, but you are very, 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 very low.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Good choice, though. My damn headset. Now I'm back to freaking shitty
ass freaking. He sounds so far away.
Try putting your headset back on. It might be working again.
All right. Scoob's on you.
All right.
Freddy, nobody cares.
So.
Love you.
I am also a huge anime fan. Love anime. Animes have a great, great soundtrack. This one in particular I really love. Howl's Moving Castle.
Howl's Moving Castle?
Howl's Moving Castle.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Yes. A lot of anime soundtracks have fantastic, fantastic music.
Yes.
I'm going to go with something that's that just came out. Peaches. Just for that song alone, it's just amazing. So,
are there other good songs in it?
Just for that song alone.
Means that's the only good song.
I've listened to it, yeah, so I'm going to listen to it, but just because that song alone, I'm going to pick the Super Mario Brothers movie, Peaches, 2023.
Freddy Clue is one of the best movies ever.
Oh, so. Definitely.
It is. Damn right. Yeah.
I've been hating on Clue so much, like I just want to stab him in the eye, but
so,
I won't.
So again, this is where me and Freddie don't see eye to eye, because Clue is goddamn amazing. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Round four. Loser, High Fidelity, Walk the Line, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, Howl's Moving Castle, and the Super Mario Brothers movie. My round five. I'll start with me. I am going to go Kill Bill Volume 1.
I'm surprised that lasted that long.
I was hoping to have a bench. Yeah. That was stupid.
All right, Scoop.
All right, so once again, I'm probably one of the biggest nerds around, so I'm going to go with the Lord of the Rings soundtrack. A lot of that I'll actually listen to going to sleep at night because it just soothes my soul.
Yeah.
So this is where Scoop wins. We probably won't pick it. But because of that right there.
I win again. Yay. Oh, sorry.
And Emily says gross.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
All right. Casey.
All right. Can you hear me now? Or?
Yes, oh, sir.
Yeah. Oh, good, yeah.
Okay. So. We're going to go with a Academy Award winning soundtrack for a musician by the name of Trent Reznor. And we're going to go with The Social Network.
Good one.
I should have taken a score already because everybody's taken all the scores I wrote down. But I think right. I think that was it, actually.
All right, Amanda.
Damn it. I think I am going to go with Garden State.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. The Such Great Heights by the Postal Service, one of the best songs ever. Love it.
All right, Harvey.
Since I didn't get Juno, I'll take that one. Sorry.
You're fine.
I'm gonna go with Nick and Nora's Infinite Pleasure.
Good one. Nice. God damn it, good one.
I absolutely love that. That movie never gets spoke. I love that movie. It's so great.
Yeah. Good choice.
Oh my goodness. That's an amazing choice. And I love that movie too. The movies it's right up there for me with Juno.
And it's in New York, which is perfect because it's a city. And Sarah's hilarious. Mm-hmm. And it just works.
All right. Kendra, last pick this round.
Oh, I'm going to go with Jennifer's Body.
Oh.
It was on that soundtrack.
I don't remember the soundtrack, but that movie is great.
Hot Panic.
It's great.
It's very Hot Topic, 2000s Hot Topic. It.
Yeah.
Hot Punk.
Excuse me. I mean, it's defined great.
It's a horror comedy. I love horror comedies. And
I love horror comedy too, but
I think it's awesome.
Didn't they just sell that on the fact that what's her name is in it? That's what it felt like. Yes. That was just
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox and her body was in it.
That's what it felt. I felt bad seeing that.
Transformers movies.
No, it helped, but it helped. I'm an 80s kid. I love Transformers.
Yeah.
It didn't hurt. Yeah.
Round five, Kill Bill Volume 1, Lord of the Rings, The Social Network, Garden State, Nick and Nora Infinite Playlist, and Jennifer's Body. Kendra, get one more pick at your bench.
I'm going to go with the classic White Chicks.
Nice.
Good soundtrack. Na, 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 na,
na. And that's how she's going to win again. Damn it.
Yep.
I would fuck. That's a good pick. I'm gonna choke. I hate the movie. Everybody knows I hate the movie, but the soundtrack is pretty good.
I love that movie.
All right, Harvey's on you.
All right, since I'm not gonna win, it's already over. I can't. That's just too. It's too black. I don't know. Just what if it just too white? Just say. All right, let's go with Brown Sugar.
Nice. Brown Sugar, babe.
I love Ginger Snaps too. That's a good movie. Again, good.
Good cookie.
Yes.
Why they call it Jennifer's Body?
Yeah. Because it's about Jennifer's body.
All right, Amanda, your last pick.
Okay. I gotta go with Moulin Rouge.
Good pick.
Good one.
Paybacks are a bitch. Now we're even. So shut up.
No, we're not.
No, she. You broke her heart in the first round. That's Peter Cetera esque, bro. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
He's trying to dust.
We'll give an E for effort.
Casey's on you.
So, boo-hoo, you got what I wanted, so bite me.
You've had 5 rounds to pick it. I don't feel sorry for you.
What do you mean to pick it?
Just make a pick, Jesus. Oh, my God. I'm
not, because somebody literally ripped me an ass, new ass, for taking her pick with the number one pick. So
we might have to go to that back to that Jerry Springer song from earlier.
I would just like to say that I'm still recovering from me picking your song on your birthday. I had to get surgery to get my ass repaired because of what you did to me.
Yes. Donnie Darko.
Daddy Darko.
Ooh. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. The darkest of Donnies.
Mm. I don't remember the music from that.
That was pretty eclectic. It was actually really good. I really liked it.
There's some really good soundtracks that we're not touching. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Scoop.
Yeah, Hannah Montana movie.
Damn it! Oh, she gets the teeny, she gets the teeny bopper vote too. Son of a bitch.
Well, that's not my pick, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay.
It has The Climb. It's such a good song.
The Climb is a good song.
This soundtrack is good two times a year. Christmas, Halloween, Nightmare Before Christmas.
I am really surprised Casey didn't pick that.
I was surprised it lasted this long period.
I'm really surprised.
That's a 90s movie.
It is a 90s movie. 94.
Really? Doesn't count. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Have backup.
I just like that movie. Okay. So instead, I'm going to go with another anime, Spirited Away.
Mm. Okay.
I do know that one.
Yes.
Spirited Away?
Correct.
Spirited Away.
That's what I said.
Actually, a really good movie. Where is that available to be watched? Where can you watch
it? You can watch that on Netflix.
Oh, that's on Netflix? No.
I think so. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Princess Mononoke.
It's on HBO Max.
It's on Max.
If you get the Just Watch app, it'll tell you where you can watch everything.
Yeah.
Or Google.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I did. There's an app called Just App.
Just watch.
Oh, it's an app?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. I'm downloading it as we speak.
So, very last pick. People won't hate when I say this, but this soundtrack might be up there with the original. I'm just going to say it. Lion King live action is fucking amazing. The movie is suck, Monkey Boss. The soundtrack is fucking great. God, true. Donald Glover, Seth Rogen, Beyonce. I'm going Lion King live action.
All right.
So, here's our rosters. Myself, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, Django Unchained, Juno, Super Mario Brothers Movie, Kill Bill 1, and Lion King live action. Excuse me. Two. Up, Dark Knight, Black Panther, Howl's Moving Castle, Lord of the Rings, and Spirited Away.
People All the Way.
Casey, Almost Famous, Rent, Sweeney Todd, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which is actually a good pick I had in my list too. The Social Network and Donnie Darko. Amanda, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, The Greatest Showman, Hot Tub Time Machine, Walk the Line, Garden State, and Moulin Rouge. Harvey, 8 Mile, Hustle and Flow, Love and Basketball, High Fidelity, Nick and Nora's Playlist, and Brown Sugar. And Kendra, Josie and the Pussycats, Elizabeth McGuire. Sorry. I couldn't do it. All right, so let's try this again. All right, Kendra, Josie and the Pussycats, Lizzie McGuire movie, Zoolander, Loser, Jennifer's Bodies, and White Chicks. All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, the second one was fun. That was a lot more fun. So next week will be my top 100 music, my top 100 playlists, and teen TV shows. Got to be based all around teens.
I'm ready for that one.
Right.
Did you do the? You didn't do the. No, it's too early for that. My bad. Forget.
What? Sorry.
The list, the scheduling, whoever goes, but it doesn't matter. It's
the
too
draft
early.
Order.
Yeah, the draft order. Oh,
well, I have it. I mean, so for my playlist, Kendra's first, Harvey, whoever the guest is, Casey, guest, myself, then Cam, if she's here. Then teen TV shows is Harvey, Casey, guest, Cam, Amanda, guest, Kendra, myself.
Oh, wow.
How come this guest guy gets two spots?
Just in case. All right. With that being said, let's say our goodbyes, starting with the person looking down.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Hello. Well, I wasn't first in the rotation, so anyway, sorry. I am Amanda, again, host of the Sip List, top five podcast, co-host of An Evening at the Movies with Casey, which he'll tell you about, and also co-host of Crime Rewind with Shanna. And you can find most of those pods at idnmtrpodcastnetwork.com.
Thank you. Next.
I am Casey. I am the host of An Evening at the Movies along with Amanda, the movie-based podcast where we no longer eat stale popcorn and drink watered-down sodas because we did that last week on the Salinas episode of An Evening at the Movies. So the popcorn I was eating today, so the popcorn I was eating tonight was 100% fresh. The soda I was drinking was not watered down because I'm not doing that hot garbage no more, but I'm keeping the damn tagline because I did it one time. So, but we are always dropping new episodes each and every Wednesday. It's a great, I enjoy being a part of the network along with all these great hosts as well. It was great to have actually have a chance to sit and draft with Scoob as well. Definitely check us out each and every week. Hoping season to season we'll be back for you guys to listen to very, very soon, as well as the debut of Literature Reapers as well. That is, I'm right there on finishing that book and being ready to go on that. So
power through, Casey. You can out. Do it.
Mm-hmm. So find us on social media. I will keep you updated on everything as when it's coming and when you can find the links. So next up.
Okay. Next up is Kendra, but how are the Solus Trenko said this is a pretty cool concept. Check out some more streams. Solus, again, at least say you're him. So yay. If you want to come on, you want to come on and do one, just let me know. I promise you, I mean, you definitely have a seat open for you. Kendra, is on you.
Hello. I'm Kendra, host at Crushgasm. Yeah, you can find it at crushgasmpodcast.com. Also, what else? Oh, Food Show Fanatics. I got it on iTunes, finally.
Yay.
Check it out there. This season's almost done, but then we'll start MasterChef or Hell's Kitchen, whatever Gordon Ramsay got coming up. But yeah, CrushGasmPodcast.com.
If you want a guest, I want to come talk about those shows.
And we'll see if we have guests. We kind of okay. just do it ourselves, but maybe.
Well, that's know. Fun.
We'll see where it grows. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Harvey, and as hopefully my screen stays, but yes, host of Men of the Prize, the podcast this season is still going strong, and it's been really fun. Every Saturday, feel free to go to my website, harveylaguerre.com, if you want to listen or watch to the podcast. Also, the co-host of Love is Black podcast with the Hot Wife Grease. You can listen to that at loveisblackpodcast.com. Or, of course, on our network where we are a group of powerful podcasters where we give you a little bit of everything. I did not make these podcast networks. There's letters and such. Somebody else said it. I'm not doing it. I'm old. I'm done. What else? Again, this was fun. I listened to Weird Al. So for nothing else today, I picked up a bit of it, and I knew of Weird Al because I'm an 80s kid, but I didn't recognize the catalog this man had. So, wow, quite talented. And congratulations, Kendra, because you won at least one of these. We'll just get that out the way.
I think it's the first one.
I don't know. I think this, yeah, you're probably right. Probably right.
All right, Scoop.
Hi, everybody. It's me, DJ Scoob from Undiscovered Entrepreneur, where we talk to brand new entrepreneurs that are just getting started in the business. I just want to do this for you.
Nice. That's awesome. There you go. That is wonderful.
So cute. I love my tie.
Best tie ever.
Yes, there you go. Part of my brand. That's why I have these dogs behind me. All right. Anyway, so we talked to brand new entrepreneurs that are just getting started in the business. I also do entrepreneur coaching in my podcast. So we all learn from each other. It's all about helping each other get to the next level of their entrepreneur adventure. So thank you very much. And hey, thank you for powering through Weird Al with me, y'all. I did that one I was very selfish with that one. I wanted that to be all me. So thank you very much.
Oh, don't apologize for being selfish. My next week is selfish enough for me. It's literally DeAndre's. It's about me. So before we go on, people wanted me to do this because this is a weekly show and not just the other brackets that's going to be far back, so I could do this. So I'm going to give you some updates on the social media voted brackets. Right now, we're about to be in the quarterfinals, and Stranger Things and The Punisher are in the quarterfinals. And this is the top 104 Netflix shows. Stranger Things and Punisher are in the quarterfinals, where sometimes tonight we'll have the Daredevil versus the Wrench. Then we have The Hunting of Hill House versus The Wednesday, Ozark versus The Defenders, The Umbrella Academy versus Orange and New Black, and Dahmer Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story versus The Witcher. All right. So we are getting really, really close to the end of this bracket on Facebook. If you vote on Facebook, you can put your name in the hat to get one of the posters or the winners of the winners. All right. That being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson. This won't be coming out on Friday. This will be coming out on Monday, because on Friday we will have our 200th episode. So please listen to that and then listen to this afterwards. I love you guys. Thank you so much. This is fun. And we are out. Bye.